Coming hard with it, Fault Mine, and the Knife, Regional Rock Hour 92.1, the Eagle. As I mentioned before that, Fault Mine in the studio now, Robert and Chris. You sent me a version of that earlier, quite a while ago.
Yeah, like probably last year. That it was actually the first day that Chris came down to Des Moines and played with me again. That we'd played in another band like 5 years ago. But like the drums in that demo were the first day that he came down to where we're like, we're gonna play these couple songs that like I was trying to nab him with a certain one, and then like he knew that like he was gonna be in a band with me again after we played, you know. But,
yeah,
like,
it was supposed to be one song.
So things
one song.
Things just clicked
into an album.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
clicked well enough that
yeah, and then it was like we should ride together or whatever and get rid of anybody else, to where like nobody else was really contributing anyways. Yeah.
So you guys write and record all yourselves. And then when you play live shows though, who's the last time I saw you guys, you had another guitarist with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a different guy, and then we've played with, we've had a couple different people play with us, and a couple different people played on the record as well. And then when we played live, the drummer of the band Moodlining from Atumla plays guitar for us live for a few times. And then on the record, we have Jeff Karnowski that is from Des Moines, plays in the Snacks, and he was in the Dirty Little Rabbits years ago or whatever, and is a great bass player. And then we had a buddy of mine, Wade Thompson, play bass on it, to where like we've had other people just help us out just because we're like, well, the core of the band's just these two guys, And then we have friends come and help us until the right person comes along, I guess.
Perfect. Yeah, that works. You guys got any like live shows planned right now, or just kind of
nothing I can talk about? But we're gonna put out a record in 2 months. We just finished it, and we're like, we'll come down and we'll give a couple of songs, and then you'll be more excited to come out.
Absolutely. And we've got a couple others. Well, that one with the Knife. Did you guys re-record it, or did you just?
Oh yeah, yeah. The tour. We'd go to our spot, and we kind of have our own little home studio and everything. We'd work it out, and then we went to the establishment where we did our record. With Griffith Landa, and we had to rewrite all the drums, and we worked out different stuff, and then got our friend to play bass on it, because I'm not much of a bass player,
Sure.
I play in a couple songs, but
you can fake it,
but like I wanted a guy that could play with the good drummer and all that stuff, and that he was like I have exactly the thing. And he came over and we jammed and it worked,
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we'll hear more off of that upcoming record here in just a little bit, but we've got more music right now. Here's Messer, Simple Man, Regional Rock Hour 92, presented by Crave Tattoo.